fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are having open lines here, and we will see what happens. The call number is 512-248-8252. We are at war. We are right now. Most people don't know that. Most people think of war as what happened during the classical wars that the U.S. has been involved in, the American Revolution, the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, the various wars that went on for 20 years, of all things, in Iraq and Afghanistan. How absurd was that? No, there's no jet fighters, there's no mortar attacks, no machine guns, not yet anyway. This is biological warfare, including economic warfare, cultural warfare, political warfare, all being waged against us right now by the Communist Chinese, the Politburo in Communist China. That's what's going on right now on the 14th day of January, 2022. We hear a lot about racism. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know what racism is till you've been around the Han Chinese. There's a number of ethnic groups within China, various ethnic Chinese. The Han, H-A-N, it's Hotel Alpha November. We typically, you may think of Chinese as short people, not very tall, not of shorter stature. You know, that's typically what most Americans think of Asians in general. It's not the Han. The Han are, the men are every bit as tall as Caucasians, if not taller. The Han Chinese men I've known, they're big guys. They're big, tough, athletic men. The women, they're not necessarily all that petite. And they know for a fact that they're the most handsome, the most attractive, the most intelligent, the most productive, the most athletic people on the planet, far superior to any other race, even other ethnic Chinese who are not Han Chinese. They know that for a fact. Don't try to convince them otherwise. And it's a shame, But that's the way it is. And they're also convinced that the 21st century is their century, the century where they essentially take over the world. That's their belief. That's their goal. They've been working towards that goal for a century, especially since they took over China in 1947, 74 years ago. And they have a plan. The plan is working brilliantly. The plan to conquer the world, which means taking out the United States. Once we're gone, everything else falls into place. You think Taiwan can resist China if we're gone? In your dreams. Taiwan, the Republic of China, is a small country with a very, compared to Communist China, a very small population on an island, not that far from the mainland. And Taiwan presents a corundum for Communist China with the freedom they have, with the productivity they have, with the healthy, happy, productive people that they have compared to the brutality of Communist China. It's an embarrassment to Communist China. They can't tolerate that. The same ethnic group of ethnic people, ethnic Chinese, much smaller and much more free, of course, highly productive, great people. I love the Chinese. I love all the Chinese people. I think they're great. The Communists, however, have taken over the country, and they present a threat to world peace. Now, their interpretation of peace is no opposition left. That's the interpretation of peace. No opposition left. And they intend to achieve that. There were two Chinese colonels, and we've talked about the book. I don't have the title of the book here in front of me. They published a book about the, it's been quite a few years ago, 15, 20 years ago, they published a book outlining their version of asymmetric warfare, which includes biological warfare, by the way. Now, I do have at my website the English translation of the Chinese Defense Minister's speech, where he outlines the plan to colonize the United States. Colonizing in his plan means conquering the United States and having America with no Americans, not even the ethnic Chinese that are here. The conclusion of the Communists is that the ethnic Chinese living in this country, except for their undercover operatives, of course, are forever broken and spoiled and can't be converted back to becoming communist again. They've had a taste of freedom and they're not going to give it up. So they'll be killed too. All you ethnic Chinese listening to me in this country, you're on the hit list as well, unfortunately. That's my reality. That is my reality. I don't know what yours is. Obviously, I can't know that. So what do you do? I was on with John B. Wells last night. I helped John get started when he was starting his independent. He left the radio show he had been with for years and started his own network, Caravan to Midnight. And I helped promote that 8 years ago when he was getting started. And it was always good to visit with John. I like John. He's a great guy. His beautiful wife from South Africa, lovely lady. And we talked about that. We talked about, and it's well known within the alternative media, that the Chinese have built a number, I don't know how many, beautiful, brand new cities in the Gobi Desert, a long way from the coast of China, and not a very nice place to live. The Gobi Desert is one of the worst places on the planet for human beings to inhabit. The Communist Chinese press release says, oh, this was a jobs project. I think that was their press release. That's the publicly stated reason for building these beautiful brand new cities where millions of people could live and work and play and have a great life. They're empty, by the way. empty brand new city, except for the maintenance people that take care of them. There's always maintenance, even if the city's empty. Why do they do that? They did it because they have no choice. They did it because they need them. That's why they built these cities in the middle of the desert. The areas where most Chinese live in China will be underwater in the not-too-distant future. That's why they built these cities. We have a caller on hold. We got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Good morning. I was checking my book here, and the official takeover by the communists in China was 1949.
49, okay.
Yep. And according to my book here, it says that Pan-Chinese make up 91.1% of the population. So the people of the South who are shorter still consider themselves Han Chinese, even though, of course, their languages are different. But
well, there's a lot of nuances in that culture that you and I aren't necessarily aware of unless we actually go there. But go ahead, sir.
Well, I've been living there for 30 years, and I live in Chinatown here. So I've never left China. Because one thing you know about the Chinese is you got a Chinatown here, or you got a Chinatown down there. They are totally connected and always have been connected to the motherland in one way or another. That's the key point.
It is. So, I was talking to a friend recently about the practice, which I believe has now been walked away from, of wealthy families would bind the feet of their little girls when they were infants so that they could not grow to be normal-sized feet, and they never could walk. They had to be carried everywhere. Right. My friend was not aware of that practice, but I'm sure you are, sir.
I saw that one time when I was in Taiwan in the 1980s. I actually saw a woman who had her feet shrunk. She was probably over 90 years old, and there were two younger girls, probably, of course, working for the family or relatives, who were taking both of her arms. And
well,
her, yeah.
Right. Well, they weren't shrunk. They weren't shrunk from bigger to smaller. They just never were allowed to grow because they were bound up and they couldn't grow. Right.
What I'm saying is that in Taiwan, all right, the people in Taiwan who came from the mainland brought a lot of the culture, the ancient culture, with them, right?
And of course.
They kept a lot of the ancient culture, and in Taiwan, people still bow to each other. After the communists took over the mainland, bowing was illegal. Nobody bows in China, in the mainland, see? But these are some of the subtleties of the two different societies.
And religious practice? I know religion was mostly banned on the mainland. What are the religious practices in Taiwan, if you know, sir?
Absolutely open. I was raised Roman Catholic, and I would go to midnight mass at Christmas at one particular church that's very famous in Taipei. And we would have Buddhists, Taoists, all kinds of different religions were allowed to come in to this mass, you see. And
everybody got along quite famously, didn't they, sir?
Absolutely, absolutely. Pluralism is, yes.
Love and respect among the peoples. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. I agree.
And before, I have to give a lot of credit to the United States for helping Taiwan in this. There was a big dichotomy in the United States government about who to support, you see. And it's my contention that the investment bankers had a lot to do with leaving the communists in China. And these wars, like the Korean War, I had a friend, I talked about him the other day. He landed at Incheon in 1950 with MacArthur, and I got to know him very well. And, of course, he's angry, of course, because Truman fired MacArthur. But I believe Truman was told to fire MacArthur because the higher powers, and I mean the bankers, did not want North Korea to fail, and they did not want the People's Republic of China to fail because they had future interests in that territory to modernize it one day, you see. So these are the problems with wars, right? That in order to achieve victory, you have to have the full commitment of the money of the bankers and such in order to prosecute that war. For example, Vietnam, that was a situation where it was set up to be a war for 10 years, and then the United States simply withdrew. And then, of course, all the press said, well, America lost. The America lost. Well, America didn't lose exactly. They were just ordered to, you know, time was over, you see.
Well, there's a lot of nuances to that war also that most people are not aware of. It sounds like you may have more awareness than the average person there, James. I regard your insight as very valuable, having lived with Chinese for as many decades as you as you have. You obviously have a more comprehensive understanding of that culture, those people, than the average American. And I want to encourage you to keep calling, sir. That would be great.
Yep. Just one last thing. I also have another friend. He's passed away now. He was the chief field officer in the Malayan emergency in 1950. And he actually, it was his responsibility to dig out the Chai Coms from Malaya. And he actually learned Mandarin in order to better acquaint himself and to better understand the situation he was in. And at that time, he told me the British high military wanted to offer him, they wanted to give him armor, like tanks and such like that, and he wouldn't take it. He said, I'll never win with these machines. And, you know, he outlined how he was fighting jungle warfare. And he told me his strategy for fighting jungle warfare. So some other time I can let you know.
Well, for those who don't know, that was, as far as I know, the only successful counterinsurgency against communists ever was that effort.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yes. And he did things like he made his own ammunition, for example, so it wouldn't stand out. You see, so if the communists were tracking him, they couldn't tell the ammunition. It wasn't British. It was homemade to look like the enemy's ammunition, you see. Things like that, little details.
And he would have made a good Green Beret, obviously.
well, the last thing he was doing militarily in the 1960s, he was on board U.S. aircraft carriers briefing the pilots on if they get shot down in Vietnam, which side of the hog's back to take, you see. You know, Vietnam has got a mountain range, right?
Right, right.
And he was, and that was his last assignment. After that, he got into security, so. Okay.
All right. James, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Thank you. Don't be a stranger. Our next caller is Derek in New York. Good morning, Derek. Derek, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. John, it's
okay.
Eric.
Eric.
E-R-I-C.
Go ahead, Eric.
Thank you. There was some discussion the other day first let me give you some good news. Good news first. The predecessor to the bill that's up in front of the Washington State Legislature now was put
hold
forth
on
in New York.
Get your comment after the break, Eric. Hold on, please.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The New Year's sale continues. This is the time to get what you need to protect your car, your truck, your generator, your home from EMP at my website at thelibertyman.com. Eric, let's continue with your comments here.
Thank you, sir. So the predecessor to the bill that's up in the state of Washington right now that allows... It says it's okay for the government to round people up at their discretion with, you know, no due process, at the whim of the local health director commissar. That bill was preceded, about 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. I think you might have covered this. A bill in the New York State Assembly, very similar, almost identical. It was called A416. And it was basically the mirror image of and the predecessor to the what's going on in the state of Washington right now. Well, we put enough pressure on the legislature and the man in question. I believe it was Representative Perry in the New York State Assembly who put that bill forth. He has now withdrawn it, and it's off the docket, not on the floor for discussion. So that one has been put to rest for now, so to speak. So that was really good news. And it goes to show you that with enough pressure and enough because both the people on the right and the left, so to speak, none of them liked it. I mean, there's only the very few people in the corporations and the government were for that bill. So that was good news that that was taken off the docket. And if enough people, even nationwide, you don't have to live in the state of Washington, would also put the pressure on the assembly, may just get the same type of result. So I thought that was good news. Would you agree?
I agree, absolutely, Eric. That is good news. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So, point number two, there was some discussion the other day about, is the CDC a government agency or is it a private corporation? So, I went to Dun & Bradstreet. Sure enough, the CDC is listed legally as a 501c3 not-for-profit
no kidding.
Corporation. Yeah. I'll give you the Dun & Bradstreet number, just so you know I did my due diligence and people can check up and make sure this is all for real. So the DNB number for the CDC is 927-645-465. They also have an EIN number, 04-379-7580. So what Congress did to increase the flow of money from the pharmaceutical corporations to the CDC is they set up what's called the CDC Foundation. And that takes the money from the pharmaceutical corporations by the millions, launders the money, basically, and donates it, quote-unquote, to the CDC proper. So look into that. People can check it out with Dun & Bradstreet, which lists all the private corporations. Every state in the country is listed as a non-manufacturing private corporation with the governor as the, quote, principal of that corporation. So it's the rabbit hole goes very deep on the corporate takeover of our government. So now, basically, the entire government, usually local, state, and federal, are all operating under what's called color of law, which means imitating government, pretending to be government, using all the power of government, but not having a legal and lawful authority. So I thought, think it was, it's important. Just because the CDC was given a .gov website does not make it a government agency. It's just that fraud is being committed. And I think that comes as no surprise to you and your listeners.
No, not at all. I really appreciate your diligence there, Eric, because that's very important and very foundational to understanding what's going on. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Rock on. Thanks.
Okay. Amazing. Let's see. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, John. I wanted to tell you that 26 Democrats are retiring this election cycle.
Right. We talked about that earlier in the show. What else you got?
Sorry, I missed. You're talking about, I was talking about Martin Luther King and his Vietnam, anti-Vietnam speech. I said, well, a lot of people were against the Vietnam War. But you know what? I think that we never heard anything like boat people when 3 million people tried to escape after we abandoned them. And I think we have a reputation around the world. And we were fighting. Why would they do that? And why would they run over here? And they've been a pretty good influence on everybody I know over here. Their kids want to study, and our kids
the children of the Vietnamese boat people, you mean?
Well, I didn't ask my neighbors if they were boat people, but Vietnamese boat people, right?
Yep. Well, I've known quite a few of these folks, and they're great people, hardworking. Thank you, Pat, for the call. We appreciate it. Got about an hour break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Beautiful new photograph of me on my motorcycle there, right on my homepage at thelibertyman.com. And we have interesting things that you might want to check out. I do private consultations. There's details there. The daily intelligence briefing, updated every 24 hours. You want to know what's going on around the planet? Great place to do that. And of course, satellite telephones. You can text all you want and not use up your minutes. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Rondi. Rondi will be here to talk with me about LifeVantage products and their foundational beginning product, which I have right here in my hand, the Protandim Nrf2 Synergizer. Good morning, Rondi.
Good morning.
I'm going to shake the bottle so people can hear it. You hear that, Rondi?
I did hear that.
How about that?
Great bottle.
Well, I just put one of the capsules in my hand. It looks like a normal capsule, which is kind of different colors and very easy to take. It's a proprietary blend that really helps people. Tell people how the Protandim Nrf2 helps people, if you would, please.
First, I have to say that I am an independent distributor. I do not represent the company as far as working for the company. And I also have to say that it's a product that I've been taking for 13 years. It's amazing. It's changed my life. I can't promise it does anything except reduce oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days. But the FDA does allow me to say that. And it's all plant-based. There are five ingredients, which are ashwagandha, bacopa, milk thistle, green tea, and turmeric. And it's a big, kind of a yellow pill because of the turmeric. But it's the combination of the five ingredients that make it so much stronger than if you took each ingredient by itself.
That's right. The synergistic aspect of it, the proprietary blend, all works together to create a unique product that I take every day. I do a lot of health-related things to stay healthy, be healthy, have the energy I want to have. The Protanum Nerf 2 is one of the many things I do. And I'm glad that I do it. I'm happy that I do it. And I want to encourage other people to do their own homework, do their own research, come to their own conclusions like I have, that this wonderful product, which is relatively inexpensive, by the way, will help people achieve their goal. And I think most normal people, most of the time, do want to have a healthier life, a more productive life, which leads to a more fun life, doesn't it, Rhonda?
Absolutely. If you have your health and you have energy, then you're going to want to go do other great things, you know, stay busy. And health is so important. If you have good health, then you can do just about anything.
That's right. That's absolutely true. If you've got a question or comment, maybe you use the Protanum Nerf 2. We'd like to hear from you and give us a call at 512-248-8252. Rhonda, I'm 74 years old. We had my 55th high school reunion this past summer. We lose a few students of our classmates every year, of course. And the guys and gals that are left behind, they're the ones that for the most part, are taking care of themselves in terms of health and nutrition on one hand. On the other, the planning committee, I was on the planning committee. We had about five men and about five women. I was the only male that has not had heart surgery. All these men were former athletes. They were football players, ran track and so forth. And they didn't take care of themselves. And it's a shame because it doesn't have to happen. The combination of moderate exercise, eating right, taking the right vitamin supplements, including the Protanum Nerf 2, all combined to help a person not have those issues, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And basically, Protandim, as I said before, reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days, which if you're not familiar with oxidative stress, we have free radicals in our body that everyone has them, that create oxidative stress, and oxidative stress leads to inflammation, and inflammation leads to disease. If you can take care of the oxidative stress, then you're going to have a much healthier life. You won't have inflammation, and you won't go down the path where you need meds, basically. So it's really good for prevention. It's really good to eat healthy, but also include our plant-based supplement in your program.
Absolutely. It's simple. It's inexpensive. It can cause no harm at all. There's no such thing as an overdose of Protanum Nerf 2, is there?
There is not. It's a plant-based product. It's safe for all mammals. In fact, we have a dog product, too. But there are a lot of people that give this product to their horses for same reason for the inflammation. We have other products in the line that are also fantastic, but the Nerf 2 Protandim is amazing. And as I mentioned, I've been taking it for 13 years.
And good results, right?
I've had amazing results, and I didn't really have any conditions at the time when I started taking it, but it is, a lot of our health is about prevention, and since it's safe for all mammals, I started taking it, and within 2 weeks, I was sleeping well, and my mother also started taking it, and she had a condition similar to fibromyalgia at the time, and lots of pain in her joints and in her muscles, and she started taking it as well, one pill a day, and after 3 months, all of her pain was gone, and that was 13 years ago, and she's 84 now, and it's the only pill she takes.
Well, I'm in my fourth decade of not having set foot in a medical doctor's office except for a mandatory insurance checkup. And I went to get, when I bought my motorcycle, I told my wife, I said, well, I'm going to do the right thing, honey. I'm going to get a really big life insurance policy in case I end up dead riding this motorcycle. And so they sent a nurse to my home here in Davisville to take my temperature, weigh me, and do that preliminary checkup. And of course, I filled out the form that said the following, that I had not been to a doctor since 1985. Well, that raised massive red flags, and I take my last pharmaceutical prescription was 1985. Well, that raised immediate red flags, so they sent me to a clinic, which was a 120-mile drive one way, to do a complete workup. Of course, they found nothing wrong. More red flags. They sent me to another clinic, not as far away, only a 1 mile drive. Very very pleasant young man, a medical doctor from the Philippines. I spent half a day there. He checked me out every which way that I could be checked out. He says, John, you're healthier than I am. You know, have a nice day. And so I got my life insurance policy. It's abnormal for an adult male or female over age 60 to not take at least one pharmaceutical product every day of their life. It's abnormal, isn't it, Rondi?
It is. And actually, I would argue that people, when you go in to see the doctor, they are purposely looking for stuff so they can put you on a pharmaceutical drug.
Well, that's their training. That's allopathic medicine. It's not that they have
exactly.
Bad intent. They don't have evil intent. No, they're just doing what they're trained. That's all they know how to do. It's two things. Diagnose symptoms and prescribe medications that make the symptoms go away. That's what they do. And they're very good at that. Not that that's a healthy thing or a good thing, but they're very good at that because that's their training, isn't it?
It is. That's what they've been trained to do.
So now...
And that's why so many people are on meds.
It's the majority, the overwhelming majority of American adults in this country of all ages, not just people over 60, but people of every age. I recall when I went to summer camp when I was a boy, sixth grade, a 95% upper middle class Jewish neighborhood. I was one of the few Christian boys. Every morning, the counselors would hand out little paper cups with all the meds for the different my classmates. I really felt left out. I felt like, damn, I should be in a little paper cup with meds too, and I wasn't given one. But they start out at a young age in our culture, don't they, getting prescription meds?
They do. They do start out very young. And this product is, it's safe for all mammals. It's there are a lot of people over the age of 18 that take it. Certainly, if you're younger and you need it for something, you'd have to check with your primary care person. But It's just, it's a very safe product. It's all plant-based. I know my entire family takes it. My dog takes it. It's just, it's an amazing product. What's interesting with the pets is that when you give it to them, they have a fairly quick response to it, which is kind of nice because they don't talk back. So, you know, with adults, it takes a little longer.
Right. Well, I have a lot of respect for veterinarians. It's harder to get into veterinarian school than it is to get in medical school. The very best and the very brightest are the men and women who get admitted to veterinarian school. It's a very tough process to even be accepted, let alone graduate from veterinarian school. That aside, people love their pets, their cats and their dogs and their horses and goats and chickens and whatever else they got. I guess a person could grind it up and put it in the feed of a chicken, for example, or any other pet that they may have. It would help that pet, wouldn't it?
It would. It reduces oxidative stress in all mammals up to 40% in 30 days. And actually, the longer you're on the product, the longer you're on it, the better, because it's cumulative.
Uh-huh.
So it's amazing after 13 years.
Well, it is amazing, and I've already got good results. I'm looking forward to continuing that and moving forward to achieve my goals. And I have very specific goals to have more energy, be more productive, enjoy life. And I hope that, and I'm sure that the majority of my listeners want the same thing for themselves. I have no doubt that they do, unless they have some kind of psychosis and are self-destructive, which that's not my listeners. My listeners are men and women who want the best for themselves and their families, and the Protanum Nerf 2 will help them achieve that. And I hope people will do their homework, do their research, reach their own independent conclusions. They may decide for them, they may not. I respect that. I don't challenge that at all. Whatever your decision is, I respect that. I believe that most of my listeners will come to the same conclusion that I did, that the Protandem Nerf 2 will be a benefit and will be something that will help them. You probably know quite a few people that take the Protandem Nerf 2, don't you, Rundy?
I do, and it's a product that's available around the world, too. There are multiple countries that also offer Protandem. But it is based out of the U.S., and it's been around. The science has been around for about 40 years, but the actual product was formulated in the early 2000s, and it was sold commercially on the retail shelves, and then in late 2000s, they took it off and started selling it through independent distributors because it's a way for us to explain what it does, and word of mouth is the best marketing tool for sharing anything.
It is. Well, absolutely. If you scroll down my homepage, right below the rocket heater, you'll see Life Vantage. There's an attractive logo there right next to the mosquito net mask that we offer for sale. And it's real simple to check out the Protandem Nerf 2. Do your own homework, do your own research, come to your own conclusions, and hopefully people will reach the same conclusion that I did. There'll be some benefit. It's not going to be a massive change, but it'll be a good change, an incremental change that incrementally over time will help you to achieve your goals. And that's true of most alternative health things. People look to prescription meds to change their life immediately, within hours. And that's how powerful these pharmaceutical products are. They end up with an adverse result once you take them long enough. But don't have an adverse result no matter how long you take the Protandem Nerf 2, do you, Rundy?
You do not. It just, as I said before, it's a cumulative product. that the longer you take it, the better you're going to feel. It's safe for all mammals, and it reduces your oxidative stress so you don't have inflammation or chronic
disease. Hearing
a
lot about inflammation of the heart has become, since the COVID-19 clot shot has been released just over a year ago, this December of last year, of 2020, is when they released the non-vaccines, the clot shot. Inflammation of the heart has become a major issue. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Running these 24 minutes we take every week are going to help a lot of people all over the world, because this is a worldwide audience, learn about the benefits of the Protandim Nerf 2 Synergizer. It's simple, it's effective, it's cost effective, and hopefully they will. And I hear music for some reason, I don't know why. It's not time for the end of the show. We got music for some reason going on here. Maybe my engineer can make that go away. That's better. Thank you. Sometimes these things happen unexpectedly. That's the nature of live radio. Well, Randy, your mom takes a Protandim Nerf too, and how is she doing with it?
Well, she's 84 years old. We have a business in Colorado together. It's a ladies' clothing store with interior design. She's the interior designer, and she is clear-headed. She is, it's the only thing she takes. She's not on meds, and she is kind of like an Energizer bunny running around. She runs circles around me, and I'm 58, so she's amazing.
Well,
but she wasn't that way 13 years ago when she started taking the product.
Well, describe her 13. Sick. All right, go ahead.
Oh, she was very sick, and we thought that things were not going to go well. And a friend of mine shared this product, the Protandim NRF2 Synergizer, and I read about the oxidative stress, and I thought, well, it's safe for all mammals, so I'll order a bottle for me and one for her. We both started taking it. And as I said before, after a couple weeks, I was sleeping so well. And with her, it took a little longer because oxidative stress builds up through the years. But she started taking it, and after 3 months, all of her pain was gone. And that was 13 years ago. And we still, both of us, Tay, have been taking it every day since then.
Plus, drink lots of pure water, you eat good food, and you get moderate exercise, don't you, Randy?
I do.
Okay.
Randy, thank
you for being with us. We appreciate it. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your Protandim Nerf 2 now while you can. Have a wonderful, fun, productive weekend, and God bless America.
Over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.